This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They're actually meeting with the San Francisco 49ers today. He and his representation, Ryan Williams of Athletes First, you know, and Brandon Ayuk told us that he wanted to set this meeting up himself. And when he was sitting with the Pivot, he said that he's taking these negotiations personal, that the way that they have negotiated with him, the way that they have told him why he's worth what he's worth, it has touched him. It has affected him. He says he wants to be in San Francisco first, but is comfortable playing elsewhere if that's something that the San Francisco 49ers are willing to do via trade. And I will tell you this, when he sat with us, he did not walk into the room alone. First, it was Brandon Ayuk. Second, it was Jaden Daniels. I'm not a tea leaf reader, but the way that that sounds is that Brandon Ayuk wouldn't mind playing in Washington.
How about that?
Wait, what did he walked into what room with Jaden Daniels?
When he went on the Pivot podcast with Ryan Clark.
Jaden Daniels came with him?
He went with Jaden Daniels, yeah.
Yeah, they're like best friends.
First time I heard that, I thought the same thing you did.
Right.
Like, Jaden Daniels there talking contract negotiations?
In San Francisco.
Like, what are we doing here? Yeah. Isn't it nuts? Like, Jaden Daniels wins the Heisman at LSU, but he and Brandon Ayuk are tight from Arizona State days.
That's right.
That's kind of goofy.
I was trying to
me.
Put it together. That is right. Yeah.
I like Brandon Ayuk when he was coming out. Like, I remember watching his YouTube cut-ups.
I don't remember him at all.
He was thick. Good route runner. I mean, same stuff he does in the NFL.
Thick.
Thick, that guy. He was thick, Doran. Some statistics for one, Brandon Ayuk, who, you know, a lot of people have texted us and said, why do you want to spend $30 million on Brandon Ayuk? Because Brandon Ayuk's not even a wide receiver number one. This from Warren Sharp of Sharp Football, the analytics guy. So bear with me here. I don't want your eyes to all glaze over. I'm talking to the listeners, not you, Doran. But the 49ers, since they traded for Christian McCaffrey, have thrown the ball at the number 32 rate in the NFL. They only passed the ball on 51.8 of their offensive snaps. They've called only 1,600 offensive snaps. That's 28th in the NFL. Meanwhile, Justin Jefferson, number two pass rate at 66%. So 15% more, math, percent of the time, Minnesota's throwing the ball. They're fourth in offensive snaps. So more total snaps, more percent of those snaps throwing the ball. Justin Jefferson, a better player, no doubt. But the reason why his statistics are so much overwhelmingly better than Ayuk's is because they don't throw the ball and they don't wind up calling a lot of offensive plays.
And they don't have Christian McCaffrey.
They don't have Christian McCaffrey. Yeah, it makes sense. Minnesota's doing what they're doing. It makes sense the 49ers are doing what they're doing. And then when they do throw the ball, they've also got a great tight end. And
George Kittle.
George, why do I always forget George Kittle's name? I don't know that.
Skittle.
Yeah. Every time I forget that guy's name. I don't know why that happens. Big mental block there with Skittle. And then you got Deebo Samuel on the other side. So when people statistically point out, well, Brandon Ayuk's numbers aren't all that good, well, there's reasons why. When you look at some of the further analytics in terms of getting open and yards per route run, things of that nature, Brandon Ayuk always near the top of the list. So I happen to think he's worth it if the Steelers would give up a first or second round pick and pay him upwards of $30 million. But just hearing Ryan Clark talk there, and because he's buddies with Jaden Daniels, I think if he has a say in where he goes, and he ultimately would because they'd let him negotiate the contract beforehand, I think he would pick going and hanging out with his buddy before coming here to Pittsburgh.
There's no doubt. No doubt about it. No doubt. And then that makes that team absolutely ridiculously dangerous with McLaurin and...
Oh!
Yeah.
Or would it make McLaurin expendable?
Maybe.
Which could then fall into the Steelers' lap.
But as a rookie quarterback...
I want both.
Yeah, you want to give your rookie quarterback as many weapons as possible.
Washington, now without the stink of Dan Snyder, I'd be far more inclined to want to go there if I was a player.
You're right.
And I understand that Mike Tomlin is well-respected, and the Steelers organization is, if nothing else, stable, and you know you're going to be, quote-unquote, in the hunt. If I were Brandon Ayuk, I would rather want to go to Washington.
If I got to play with like Bill Stahl, Bostic, or Palko and then in the league and I had a choice, I'm going to go play with them over anybody.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I get that.
100%.
Plus, you know, like they're going to give him, it's not going to be the Kenny Pickett thing. They're going to give him 3-4 years. They're going to give him his rookie contract to figure it out.
Yeah.
If I'm Brandon Ayuk and I come to Pittsburgh, is my quarterback Russell Wilson for more than a year? Is it Justin Fields? Is it a rookie? Is it Dak Prescott? I don't know who my quarterback's going to be. Now, money's money, but I think I would, I can't believe I'm saying this, I think I would rather, if I'm him, want to go to Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And playing with your friends is fun.
It's a lot of fun.
And it tends to work out, too.
It has been.
You think about Tua, you think about Jalen Hurts.
You think about Trevor Lawrence and ETN.
Mm-hmm. You think about Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow.
Is there any other ones?
I don't know. I think we rifled through four of them pretty quickly there. Mason Rudolph and James Washington.
That worked out well.
In the preseason, those guys were unstoppable together.
Really well.
But I would think, too, if I'm Washington, I want a great receiver to bring in. I don't know what their cap situation's like or anything like that. I haven't done a deep dive into the Washington football team or the Commanders, whatever the heck they are these days. But I would really want to do that from their standpoint. Like, you've told me before how hard it is to be a rookie. Like, where am I living? Who am I living with? Like, where do I shop for groceries? Like, someone give me the lowdown of Houston, Texas, please. And now you'd have Brandon Ayuk to help you along with that transition. Tell me, you got a face.
And their offensive coordinator. You know who it is?
I do not remember.
Very enticing. Cliff Kingsbury.
Oh, my God.
Yep. That's very enticing. Very enticing.
I think Cliff's a good OC.
OC, yes.
Yeah.
And college coach.
Whatever happened to what's his face?
The enemy.
Yeah.
He's gone. Oh, no, he's UCLA.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
Nobody wanted him in the NFL.
Man. He was getting ripped a little bit in,
I think he's in
training camp. I thought he went to Arizona State, but I might be doing an Arizona State thing because of Jaden Daniels and because of Brandon Ayuk.
Yes, he's the associate head coach and offense coordinator for the UCLA Bruins.
Wild stuff.
Mm-hmm.